This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. This portion of the Junk's is powered by Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
So, just a couple updates. Yesterday, was out enjoying another beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golf is a little bit better, whatever. I had so many putts. If I told you how many putts I had, you'd puke.
Doubtful.
I'd puke.
Yeah.
Tell him how many. I want to see him puke live on the air.
42. Yeah. I mean, that's really
sounds
atypical.
Like a lot.
That's really bad. I actually thought I putted pretty well.
I thought about you. I played at Hidden Creek and I played like butt. And I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, and take, well, at least I'm playing better than him.
No, I was just like, I know how he feels right now.
Oh, you were down in the dumps.
Yeah, I was down in the dumps.
Here's what I learned, and I'm not going to go on a whole golf thing because I know whatever. Yeah. But let me just say this. I've learned a lot of things. Even though I'm old and I'm not that smart and, dumb. There's a concept called block practicing. Okay, do you know what that is?
No.
Kicks? Block practicing is what I've incorporated for the last 6 months or so, or even more, where you just have a session and you just bang out drivers for the session, or you bang out 7 irons, or you just bang out, you hit 100 of them, right? Versus variating your targets and mm-hmm. your clubs and whatever. Yeah. And there are proponents for both. And a guy that I follow, who I actually had a Zoom session with, was a big proponent of block practice.
Really?
Now, I will say, block practice, I think, has hurt me. Because I'll sit
other
there.
Parts of your game have suffered.
Well, no, because you have to be able to, on the fly, adjust.
Sure.
So I lock in, and I might hit some bad drivers to begin, but by the end of my session, I'm banging out some big ones because I've been grooving it.
Get that
right?
out of here!
If I'm working on my irons, block. My wedges, I'm first few might not be that great, but then by the end of it, I'm on a group. When you're out on the golf course, you got to hit it on demand. You can't do it as a warm-up.
You got to hit
your driver, and you got to hit your wedge. Then you got to hit probably another wedge if you're
there's
me.
There's time in between. It's not 10 seconds in between. It's 4 minutes in between.
So block practice for me, I think it's a no-go. It's a no for me, dog. Just side note. Secondly, off the golf thing. I sampled my Buffalo Trace that I chased all over Virginia
Buffalo
for.
Buffalo Chase.
Buffalo Trace. Okay. Delicious.
How'd you have it? Old fashioned?
Yeah. I couldn't wait. I got home. I did all my stuff. I did all my responsibilities and everything. Gonna sit down, have a nice old fashioned, and just kind of mourn my state of my life. First one, great. Second one, I poured a little more because I enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm, it went down so smooth. My wife calls me as she's driving home from the conference. She says, "Are you drinking?" She never says this to me. I go, "Why?" She goes, you're slurring your words.
Oh, no.
And I go, trouble. Why? I just had two. And then I look at it. The Buffalo Trace, for me, it makes a difference. It's 90 proof versus 80 proof. Oh. Now, I'm not saying 90 proof is a lot.
What's the extra kick?
But it's an extra kick, and I didn't realize it.
More than you were expecting.
Oh, yeah. And here's the other part. I didn't have lunch before. I did like a 19-hour fast before
empty
I...
Empty tummy.
Yeah.
What time that'll do it. Was this conversation?
It pummeled me.
What time of day?
I don't know. 7:38 p.m.? Something like that.
Dina called you.
So you're kind of hammered at 7:30 p.m.?
I had two drinks.
So Dina called you.
I had two drinks. I mean, you can say I'm hammered.
Okay, but she said you're slurring your words.
This is what
you're buzzing.
Hears, because it was... EB picks up, and this is what she hears.
I like to have a couple of beers. That's usually after a game.
No, the Buffalo Trace is stronger than what I'm used to. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, that's exactly how I felt when I was drinking those 10% pumpkin beers with that dumbass rom at MGM a few months back. Like, I wasn't expecting it, and then all of a sudden, it just hits you with the quickness.
Right.
You're like, well, I'm in the deep end, and I have a cinder block attached to my leg.
Yeah.
I'm drowning here. What are we doing?
I can remember when I was pounding booze when we were all locked in. I was just by the fire. The reason why I was the fire king, because I was the booze king.
Right.
All I was doing, it was an excuse to pour drinks.
Sure.
I had a 100-proof bourbon one night. I didn't know anything about it. That thing destroyed me.
Why don't you just drink kerosene while you're at it?
Again, I don't pay attention. I just pour whatever's there.
Sure. By the way, have you sampled? I know one of our listeners at one point sent us a picture of he bought the shocker at Costco, like Kirkland brand, Kirkland signature brand, pre-made old fashioned in a big giant cartoon sized bottle.
I bet it's.
Have you sampled?
I bet it's delicious. I like to make it myself, but I bet it's great. People could join on a Kirkland, the brand or whatever.
It's great.
They make solid golf clubs.
I asked him where he got it, and he told me that it was at the Costco in D.C. because that one sells the top shelf liquor.
Right.
I've only been there once, and I can never go again. Like, it's Costco on all the Mark McGuire and Canseco steroids from back in the day.
Because it's so big?
Because they sell
liquor.
There's
so many people. Oh, yeah.
Like, the Costcos that we go to in Montgomery County, they don't sell liquor.
Right.
The one in D.C. sells it all. So that place is just... full-blown pandemonium.
Right.
I can't go back.
All right, Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067.
Peter's calling in from Minnesota.
All right.
From Big Ten country.
Hey, Peter, how are you, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Hey. Good morning, EB. Man, block practice sounds like only something like Victor Wembanyama should be working on, so I don't think you...
Good zing.
I don't think you...
block.
You don't get it.
Tall. Block shots.
Yeah. Gotcha. Go ahead.
There you go. All right. And you, EB, you should feel, it sounds like you're so down all the time. You should feel blessed. And you provided me with 25 years of free entertainment. Like, if you're ever feeling down, just know that there's about a billion guys out here that feel the same way as I do.
No,
so. I don't think there's a billion, but we appreciate that sentiment.
No, thank you. Of course I'm blessed. I got amazing kids, great family. Everything's good. It's just, you know, I'm annoyed by my golf game right now. That's all.
I get it. Golf is annoying.
Yeah.
What I was calling for is Cakes actually pretty much picked up his game in this last segment, but I think he's been losing his fastball on the sound drops. Like, every time I hear the word turkey, if I don't hear...
are you slipping?
You know,
I don't think
are
so.
You slipping?
I mean, like, you talked about block practice, and I was right on...
Two blocks today.
I mean, I'm on, baby.
He was
I'm always on.
I mean, he's tired of playing the turkey.
You talked about Noah Brown, like, lacerating his kidney. I played Mel Gibson's ex a couple days ago. I don't know what Peter's talking about.
All right, well, you know what, Peter?
I heard you slide into Omar this... today that I hadn't heard in a long time.
I'm trying to throw in
Peter,
some oldies but goodies.
Okay.
I think there should be a new segment of whether or not like Cakes can act, how quickly he can hit the buttons.
Well, it depends.
I mean,
some of them are programmed into my brain. I know where they are. Others, I have to flip through the pages and try to figure it out.
Right.
When I'm walking through the grocery store, I cannot say the word turkey properly. I have to say it.
Because of Bruce the Hugger.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. It's a solid one.
All right.
All right, Peter,
turkey.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Turkey.
Hamburger. You can play hamburger.
I got hamburger.
Here's another thing I want to bring up.
Bank 5 number 2.
Hamburger.
And I'm going to bring this up delicately.
I don't know why that makes us laugh.
It's just funny because it's funny.
It's just the way
funny things
it.
Tend to make you laugh.
So you guys know that one of my pet projects, you know, as I just stay miserable with my the golf theme here, is I wanted to have a golf shed built so I could year round indoors, right? So I could do it indoors mm-hmm. when it's cold. When it's cold and I can't hit balls, I get a little nutty.
Get cranky.
So I had a contractor out via the station. Okay. There's no deal. And I'm not going to mention anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. Okay. Everybody relax. I got the proposal.
Okay.
For a stinking golf shed. I did want electricity. Standard. I wanted a little, some drywall, so it just looks like, you know, a nice shed.
It's not like a fancy one where there's like a bar in there with like a lounge seats. And...
yeah, I mean, not even that much. Maybe even running water, maybe not even. Maybe just put an ice machine in there, whatever. I just want electricity, lights, and just a shed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you know what the proposal came in at?
I'd love to guess. I'd love to guess.
All right. I'd guess.
Can you give me the dimensions of said shed?
I said, I have to check and see. I said like 16 by 20.
16 by 20. Okay. Guess.
I could probably do
that. I mean, I would give you a reasonable guess. Because you've set it up, the bar really high. I'm going to say, but what it should be is no more than $5,000.
Okay, so hold on. I have questions. Is this just a prefab shed that he's buying from Home Depot and he's going to trick it up?
This is building
it from scratch.
It turns out it's a real high-end guy. It's a real high-end guy.
Oh, okay.
Guy.
Well, that, I mean, $5,000, that's a lot.
Well, I'm saying what it should be.
Honestly, because I've looked at the pre-stuff, if you just got like a pre-thing at like Costco, I'll give you a baseline, $10,000 for a pre. But that's no electricity. That's no drywall. That's no bones. Any of that.
And then this doesn't have like any of the tech that you like. It doesn't have a swing monitor.
Oh, it doesn't include any of the tech.
It's just bare bones. I mean, skeleton of a shed.
It doesn't come with a TrackMan.
No. That's another additional.
Right, I have my guess.
Go ahead.
I've got a number. 26.5.
How about my proposal came in last night at $105,000.
He sees where you live.
I have
a wackadoo idea for you.
Thank you. I'm a nice person. It's more than I can. I mean, I'm not taking on a second loan for a freaking shed.
I got a wackadoo idea for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
No. Yeah. Your mom. Your idea is going to be quit, go play pickleball or something.
Yeah. No. Your mom is living with you now. All right. So her house is vacant. Her house has a monster shed.
Yeah. No.
You clear it out. You get somebody to move it over to your backyard.
You want to get the hentavirus or whatever? The hentavirus. Go hang out in that shed.
What's wrong with that shed?
There's probably so much rodent feces in there. No way. That thing needs
you
want to
stay in your
down.
Box, you're going to have to get a huge home equity loan, apparently.
No. I'll get me and my brother out there. We'll build some hoop for one hundredth of the cost.
Yeah, and then the roof collapses and kills you.
I mean, I'm not doing that. And I know
100 grand.
Listen, the guy did it something. I'm sure he just added all these things I didn't need. I'm sure.
And your garage is.
Did you laugh in his face when he gave you the proposal?
No, I got it over the mail. And,
your garage is not a doable thing. Like we had a guy who was semi interested who does things in garages.
Believe me, I just
your
need to raise
too
the
low?
Ceilings a little bit. People do it all the time. And he said I'd have to like take the roof off. I still think it'd be cheaper than 100 grand.
Yeah, probably.
It's like the shed's made out of the wood from the Mayflower.
Yeah. I mean, I just want a shed to hit golf balls. But you know, with drywall.
Yeah, you need to go to Home Depot, get a shed, or run an extension cord to it, get you some electricity.
Right. Exactly.
That's so nuts. He's running an extension cord from the house to his golf shed.
It's not.
That's so white trash.
It's better than paying 100 grand.
I mean, trust me, that was outrageous.
That it sounds absurd.
That's a home.
I would have loved to have seen your face.
I mean, I already knew because the salesperson said, "I'm scared to send you this." They text, you know, Michelle texted me. She said, "I'm scared to send you this."
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah. Anyway, nice person. Yeah. Great company. Wrong customer. Wrong customer.
Hey, when you get your shed in the backyard that costs $100K, it'll be powered by Verizon. Mm-hmm. How do you like that tie-in?
I like it.
Very nice. Get all your tech and your Wi-Fi powered by Verizon. Coming up a bit later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Wolf Trap, the show of your choice. So that's coming up in about 25 minutes. So keep listening for your chance to win.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.